I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for June 4th, 2018 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini here. Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hammond?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Mr. Lukey's excused.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
Six members of city council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Thank you, chief. It's good to see you. If you got something you want to lecture us on, let us know. If not, welcome Kirk, and please join us in our pledge of allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Hanum.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda. I have no items tonight. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have nothing at this time.
Other members of city council, additions to the agenda? In a moment, yeah. Hearing none. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And with council's permission, I would like to move up agenda item 10, the first reading of the Tarter Resolution. Just move it up in the agenda so that our representative to the Tarter Board, Kirk, can go home earlier. You can stay as long as you want. Not quite yet, but we're moving you up. We'll move you up to 4A, if that's okay with council. With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved as amended. Item number four is approval of the council meeting minutes from our last meeting on May 21st. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the council meeting minutes for the city of Sylvania for the meeting held on May 21st, 2018 as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from May 21st, 2018 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes for May 21st are approved. Agenda item 4A, moved up from 10 on the back, is the first reading of proposed resolution 11-2018. We did receive this from Tarter last Friday, and we put it on the agenda because we counted meetings between now and middle of August. Council does not have a first meeting in July and a first meeting in August, so this is to avoid happening to have a special meeting if perchance you need more than one night to pass it. So this would just be a reading tonight, no voting necessary. However, before we do that, Kirk, we appreciate you being here. If you'd like to come out up and make a statement, you're welcome to do so.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate the first meeting on the agenda. But before the first reading of this resolution, I just want to say thank you to all of you for taking time to meet with us individually. All of your feedback's been very valuable, and after being here last year, the message was loud and clear that the plan was presented, lacked vision. So we said this year, we're going to get together, we're going to hear everybody's feelings about the plan and gather that information. And as we did so, we again greatly appreciated everybody's valuable feedback.
First reading, my time.
Tonight, we're going to present the formal proposal, but with many of your questions, we felt that we want to have more information. We want to have responses to your questions and have that included in the presentation. So we'd like to postpone for tonight and not waste anybody's valuable time and come back in a further reading.
Are there any questions for Kirk tonight?
I mean, with some of the stuff we talked about at lunch, do you have any, I know, I don't want to repeat the same questions, but do you have any answers on all the data that we talked about? Or do you have to repeat them for council? I don't know how you want this to go. Is it a Q&A session or?
Kirk's here for that reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Your questions, more specifically, you had questions. how is that, as we move forward, how are we tracking all these new initiatives and how that may improve ridership? And is there an accountability factor to how we're investing the money into new technology, new fleet, but then what's the return on that investment going to be? And the return on investment is going to be calculated through ridership. And so I believe that was the question you already asked.
Yeah, it was about, yeah, to put it simply, quantifiable goals and who's held accountable. So if it were to pass, what's the quantifiable goals year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 after, and then who is held accountable that those goals are not met? And it's that was my biggest thing.
And that was I relayed that information to Carter, and that was one of the questions that I would like to see. And that
sure, I don't know if you have the information tonight, but yes. So
so much of the data from my conversation with Mr. Key is comparing our geographic location per capita bus service versus other comparable communities to compare our percentage of ridership versus percentage of ridership in comparable communities. And so from there, using that as kind of the baseline for where are we and how we want to grow from there.
Well, Kirk, is it your idea that you'll do you want to do this at our next meeting, or do you want to do this in a committee of the whole before that meeting, or how do we want to do this?
For you not to have a special meeting, you have to be prepared one way or the other to vote by July 16th. That would be the third meeting. You've got a meeting coming up 2 weeks from tonight on June 18th.
Right.
And I don't know, Kurt's got an answer, and I don't know if he has an answer from Jim Gee when he's going to have this information.
Well, it would be my request of part of Mr. Gee to have information prepared for the June 18th meeting. If there are delays in gathering information, I'll communicate that back to the council members or to Mr. Mayor, and then can determine whether there's more time that's required. But we were hoping to have information prepared for today. But as many of you know, we met in fact as early as this morning. So again, we appreciated everybody's promptness in getting together and having these conversations. But in this short order, some of the questions that require a little bit more statistical information that wasn't necessarily readily at hand to put in presentation format,
So I guess that leads to a question for council, whether we want to have that presentation during our regular meeting or whether we want to have a committee of the whole meeting that starts at, say, I don't know, 6 o'clock on the 18th. Okay.
Information that you should have before it goes public in the meeting shortly thereafter. So we want you to hear it first. Kevin, we scheduled that for an hour. Do you think that's an hour presentation?
I think it's probably about 20. I think the presentation itself will be about 20, 25 minutes. And then questions.
I think what you could do is schedule that part of the committee of the whole for 6:30 and then perhaps start up at 7. And then if it goes long into the council meeting, we'll just start the council meeting later. But I am.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Mr. Mayor, do you think that we could put them back to back based on timing and just start at 6 o'clock, allowing a little extra time from 6 to 7:30? And then if it moves forward, we could let the charter discussion begin a little sooner?
It's fine by me.
What does mm-hmm. that?
As long as you have a consultant or anybody coming that night?
That's we do, but 6 or 6:30, either one will be fine.
All right, that sounds like a good plan then. Start at 6 with the New York 23 interchange study, and then start with about 6:30 or so.
Mr. Gee's presentation is approximately 20 minutes long, just for a timing perspective.
That'll be another half hour or so for reflections and discussion. Sounds like a good plan.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kirk.
With that, Mrs. Westfall, would you like to give a first reading only? Resolution 11-2018.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce a first reading of Resolution Number 11-2018. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. A resolution amending the resolutions previously adopted, which created the Toledo Area Regional Transit Authority, TARTA, by 1, adding Lucas County as a member of TARTA, 2, eliminating TARTA's 2.5 mil property taxes and substituting a 1.5% sales and use tax, 3, allocating 2/3 of the tax collected to TARTA to directly fund its operations and 1/3 to other local governmental entities for the installation, maintenance, and improvement of mass transit-related infrastructure, and 4, providing a new mechanism for withdrawal from membership in TARTA, provided that such changes are contingent upon voter approval of the new TARTA funding system at the November 6, 2018 general election.
Thank you. That will constitute a first reading. And that sounds like all we're doing tonight, Kurt. So thank you for being here. Go home and enjoy your family.
Good evening.
All right, let's get
back to our agenda with agenda item 5, which is a zoning ordinance amendment application from the Ability Center of Greater Toledo, 5605 Monroe Street. This is to build an additional dog training facility on their property. This one is just for referral to the Plan Commission. It'll go to the Plan Commission meeting next week and come back with their recommendation. But we'll then require a public hearing to be set, and then council can take action on it. I don't believe there's any rush on this one that we've heard. Kevin, do you know?
Not that I'm aware of. This
All time. Right.
So would we be thinking we'll have a public hearing in July, or will we kick it all the way to August? We only have one meeting in July and August.
And yet you will not have enough time between the second meeting in June until the only meeting in July. So
right.
We could set a meeting, public hearing tonight.
That's what I'm wondering, whether we...
The precedent is there to do that. So you could schedule the meeting for...
If they want to begin construction this fall, that might be...
I think they'd appreciate that. So that would be to set the public hearing for Monday, July 16th. You do already have a public hearing set that night for medical marijuana ordinance. But I don't think there's a problem with having two of those public hearings in one night.
I don't either.
Yeah, I think it's your call, Mr. Hanum, whether you want to set them both for 7 o'clock or one at 7 o'clock and one at 7:15 or start earlier.
Yeah. Let's refer it, and then we'll set the date. Then we'll
okay.
Set the meeting. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, Mr. Mayor, I move we refer application number SUP-2-2018 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation.
Second.
And moved and seconded to review SUP-2-2018 to the Plan Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. And then, Mr. Mayor, I would move that we set a public hearing on SUP-2-2018 for Monday, July, is it the 16th? Monday,
yes.
July 16th at, let's just say, 6:45.
Okay. Sounds like a good plan. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Moved and seconded to set a public hearing for SUP-2-2018 at the Ability Center for Monday, July 16th at 6:45 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is ordered to advertise for that public hearing. And you're comfortable with the time to get it done? You've got about 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Moving on to agenda item 6, there are 3 annual ordinances here to pass the special taxes that go on the property tax bills next year for ditch maintenance, tree maintenance, and street lighting. These are the same ones that we passed ordinance on a couple of meetings ago about necessity for them. Now we pass the actual assessing ordinance. Starting first with 31-2018 for ditch maintenance, Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 31-2018. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. To assess a special tax upon the lots and lands described in the schedule referred to herein, to pay a part of the cost and expense of providing for the construction, maintenance, repair, cleaning, and enclosing open drainage ditches within the corporate limits of the City of Sylvania for the year ending December 31st, 2018, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 31-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 31-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 31-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 31-2018 is approved. Moving to agenda item 6B, proposed ordinance 32-2018. This is assessing a special tax for tree maintenance. Mrs. Cappellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 32-2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. To assess a special tax upon the lots and lands described in the schedule referred to herein, to pay a part of the cost and expense of providing for the removal and special treatment of shade trees for the purpose of controlling blight and disease of same, and for planting, maintaining, trimming, and removing shade trees in and along the street and within the public right-of-way of the City of for the year ending December 31st, 2018, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 32-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you. I'd like to move final passage of ordinance number 32-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 32-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 32-2018 is approved. Moving to agenda item 6C, proposed ordinance 33-2018, assessing a special tax for street lighting. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 33-2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Ordinance approving the assessment heretofore authorizing by resolution number 8-2018 for street lighting, levying said assessment, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 33-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 33-2018.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 33-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 33-2018 is approved. Thank you to Mrs. Booker for her work in preparing these ordinances and all the statistics that go along with them. Moving on to agenda item 7, we have a couple of surface transportation block grant program applications. One of them, I'm sure you've noticed, is for Main Street, which we just closed for 40 days. And when I saw this one, I said, wait a minute, we should be doing this all at the same time. But Kevin tells me this is like 4 or 5 years out.
Yes.
So this is not imminent. Okay, Mr. Aller, please give us your report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We would ask permission to submit two projects for this round of Surface Transportation Block Grant Program funding. This program comes up every other year as far as applications are concerned. Sometimes if there are extra funds, there might be an intermediate round, but typically every other year. And the two projects that we would like to submit this year is Main Street reconstruction between 10 Mile Creek and approximately 250 feet south of Ravine. That project will consist of removing all of the existing pavement to full depth, and then bringing back with new asphalt subbase and surface course. Also included with that project are some storm sewer upgrades. Some we will be replacing in place, others we will be using lining, cured in place lining product to be able to bring the storm sewer back to current service, as well as a traffic signal upgrade at St. Joe's Church. The total cost of that project is $884,005, and we'll be requesting up to $400,000 in grant funding. The second project that we're recommending for submittal is Erie Street resurfacing between Centennial Road and Monroe Street. That project will be a typical mill and fill type project with repairing subgrade areas that we find need to be repaired once we take that top course off. But we're not anticipating a whole lot of that work based on the condition of the existing pavement. Total cost of that project is $1,163,213, and we're again requesting up to $400,000 in the STBGP funding. The $400 allows us to stay there. There are large projects and small project classifications. Maximizing the grant application at $400,000 keeps us in the small project category. If we request more than that, that puts us into the large project category where we're eligible for more money, but it also puts us in competition with much larger projects with much larger traffic counts, and typically those projects score better. We'd be competing against the Anthony Wayne Trails of the world and those types of projects. We did this when we applied for the current funding that we have for Main Street. We kept ourselves in the small project category and were successful in getting funding. Had we applied as a large project, we would not have received that funding. And we believe pretty strongly, again, that would be the case. We would lose to those larger, higher traffic areas. And this way, we're fairly confident that we will get our number one project, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that we might be able to sneak in with the second project in this round. Of course, once the years come up, these are for the fiscal years 2023 and 2024, so we're 5 and 6 years out on these projects. When those years come up, we will also apply for OPWC funding to try to reduce our out-of-pocket expense on both of these projects as well. So we've asked for permission to move forward with the applications.
The mitigation project funds that we have for Monroe Street Silica Interchange coming up in about 2020?
22.
Mm-hmm. So that's not overlapping either. We're just lining up grants in the future here.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect. I had a quick question on that, if that's all right.
Certainly.
When we know how these turned out?
Late fall, we should have a pretty good idea, and then by the end of the year, we will know for sure.
Cool.
We need to leverage our local funds as much as we can to be able to do these projects. There are two resolutions that accompany this, one for each project, the number one project and the number two project. The first one is Resolution 9-2018 for resurfacing Erie between Centennial and Monroe Street. These are changed in order. So this is the number two project that we're voting on first.
Yes,
we changed
correct.
The order on you. So I don't think it makes any difference, but let's proceed with that one.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 9-2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. A resolution authorizing the mayor and director of finance to prepare and submit an application to participate in the Surface Transportation Block Grant Program managed by the Toledo Metropolitan Area Council of Governments Transportation Improvement Program and to execute contracts as required, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that resolution number 9-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of resolution number 9-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 9-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 9-2018 is approved. Now for the second of the projects, project number one, resolution 10-2018.
I would like to introduce Resolution Number 10, 2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. A resolution authorizing the mayor and director of finance to prepare and submit an application to participate in the Surface Transportation Block Grant Program managed by the Toledo Metropolitan Area Council of Governments Transportation Improvement Program and to execute contracts as required, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 10, 2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Resolution Number 10, 2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 10, 2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Resolution 10, 2018 is approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 8. This is a donation item of an old air compressor. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have received our new air compressor. That compressor was authorized by council as part of the 2018 capital improvement plan. And that replaced a compressor that was more than 25 years old. That compressor just wasn't capable of when we were out doing jackhammering or some of our heavier duty work that we did with that, just wasn't able to keep up. We would use a jackhammer for a short time, we'd have to wait for the compressor to catch up and then we'd use it again. So that's why we purchased the new one. And the old one, it's also difficult to get parts. The last time that we had to replace a part for it, we had to basically have it manufactured, if you will. We had to go to a local machine shop and have them make it. It will do some smaller jobs, and it's good for like irrigation system blowouts and things like that to winterize systems. Sage Yard has used that in the past. We've worked with them and let them borrow it in the past to do those kinds of functions. And we would just recommend that we donate the compressor to Sage Yard. They can continue to use them for those smaller type projects, and hopefully it'll last as long as it can. But we would recommend donating the compressor to Sage Yard for their use.
Any questions for Mr. Aller? If not, to make the donation, we have Ordinance 34-2018. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 34-2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the donation of an air compressor to the Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, determining said property to be of no further use to the City of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
And moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 34-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 34-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 34-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 34-2018 is approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 9. This is a vehicle purchase. Let's let Mr. Aller give his report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have received three quotes to purchase a 2018 pickup truck. This will be used in the Parks Department. It will replace an existing vehicle. We will ultimately hand that vehicle replace an older vehicle, which will replace an older vehicle, and ultimately we'll get rid of the oldest vehicle that we have in the city. Something happened to me. I've been in the city municipal world for about 25 years now, and for the first time when we went to make this purchase and we went to compare it against state term pricing, the vendor that had the state term contract was no longer in business. So we weren't able to compare it to state term pricing. And so we went out and requested three quotes, all from local vendors, local businesses. And the best price was submitted by Yark Automotive for a Dodge Ram. And so we would like to approval to move forward with the purchase of the Dodge Ram in the amount of $27,286.50.
In the very old days, this is the way we used to always purchase vehicles. There was no state term pricing. That was a big change when that came around. and it is surprising to hear that a state term vendor went out of business. Must have been selling them for too little.
I mean, must have been, yeah, it's the first time it's ever happened.
All right, we do have an associated ordinance with this, ordinance 35-2018, to authorize the purchase. Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 35-2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of Yark Automotive for the provision of a new 2018 Dodge Ram for the Division of Parks and Forestry, Department of Public Service, appropriating $27,286.50. Therefore, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 35-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Schreier, this is in the capital improvements budget?
Correct.
And this is about the right number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Final passage.
Thank you. I'd like to move final passage of ordinance number 35-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 35-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 35-2018 is approved. Turning to the second page of our agenda, we have already completed agenda item 10, so we'll move to agenda item 11. This is the service director's report concerning scheduling a meeting to have the U.S. 23 interchange study be presented to City Council. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, the Mannequin Smith Group has done a excellent job in taking a look at a multitude of options and layouts for different types of intersections. They looked at the diverging diamond that is in Perrysburg now. They've looked at the SPUE, which is at Central Avenue now. We've looked at tight diamonds and open diamonds and all kinds of things. I forget now how many alternatives they've actually looked at, but they've narrowed the selection down to two alternatives at this point. And they would like to present those two alternatives to council, let council see where we're at in the process. What the pros and cons of each of those alternatives are, and then with the ODOT process of a feasibility study, we'll start the process of a public involvement meeting once council has had an opportunity to see those alternatives. We are requesting, and actually have already set it up because of other events here this evening, but we will be presenting, like to have that meeting prior to the June 18th meeting. The presentation will take approximately 20 to 25 minutes and then any questions that you might have. So we've had probably three or four meetings with ODOT already, several meetings with the consultant themselves. And, I realize I'm a geeky engineer, but I think they're pretty cool. It'll be a pretty neat project if it moves forward.
I have seen them. I think you will be very interested to see how the interchange can change because of the large acreage that's involved in the loop on the southeast corner of the interchange, and the challenge of having Alexis Road and Monroe Street more efficiently come together and have access on and off of the expressway. That's a major intersection in the city that causes a lot of congestion, and this is to help alleviate some of that congestion. So I don't think it's geeky at all. It's important. And just to put that one in perspective, this was the study. The city's spending $150,000 or so on the study. It might be a little less than that now.
Really?
But projection for the actual improvement, I know you don't have a specific time, but we were talking up to 10 years out to get this project done.
Yes. The one advantage with the alternatives that have been selected and we've been able to hone in on, it's possible that we might be able to do the projects in phases. And if that's the case, then it might make us more eligible for some of the safety funding that is more prevalent and more available. So that's one of the things. I don't know that that will be part of the presentation. I think that they'll concentrate more on the layouts and how it affects traffic. But one of the things that's in the back of our minds is, you know, how do we fund this? And, you know, make the best use of the grant funds that are available and not hit our budget in one big chunk, but perhaps try to space this out, so.
I move that we set a committee of the whole meeting to discuss this US 23 interchange study for Monday, June 18th at 6 o'clock.
Moved and seconded that, okay. Moved and seconded to set a committee of the whole meeting for June 18th at 6 p.m. to hear the results of the study. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving to agenda item 12. This has to do with the St. Elias Church zoning application, SUP 2001-2018. You had the recommendation of the Plan Commission. You had a public hearing on this already. It was discussed that they get back to us with a screening plan, which they have done. And I don't know whether you've had a chance to review that yet, Mr. Hainem, but it is available. And we are asking that you schedule a zoning committee meeting so that this project can move ahead one way or the other. And Mrs. Westfall had requested that the neighbors be notified by mail, so the clerk is saying we need a week to do it. We do not schedule it this week.
Okay.
Correct, Mrs. Booker?
Yes.
You need a week.
Yes.
Okay. She has the addresses all ready to go, but you need a chance for the mail to be put and received and people to get it on their agenda. I don't want them to get the letter that day.
Okay. How is June 21st? At, say, okay, that whole week or just that whole week? Okay. June 18th, we have a meeting. What do we have? We have one at 6.
It's the week of June 11th. Meets Mrs. Booker's schedule if you're available any of those days to Mr. Hainem.
I'm looking. Okay, there's a planning commission on the 13th, right?
That's correct, at 5:30.
You'll be in here on the 13th. How's the 14th of June?
Only in the morning.
Okay, how about the 12th of June? Mm-hmm. Could we do an end of the day on the 12th?
What time on the...
On what?
On the 12th, what time?
Well, we want to be available for neighbors, right? So, I would think...
5:30 on or so.
Yeah, 5:30 or 6, I would think 6.
Well, I have another engagement.
Okay.
I can try to change that.
How about, well, let's just see what the next week brings.
Can
how about
Monday the 11th?
Nope.
No.
How about June 19th at 6? And the 20th? You're both out. Okay. Planning Commission meets at 5:30?
Yes. Those meetings have been taking no more than an hour.
On the 13th, huh?
You can't do the 13th. Well, I'm in no rush.
Problem I see, Mr. Hingham, is if you have a successful meeting and you want to recommend approval, if you don't get it done before the 18th, they're going to wait until third Monday of July. That's a long way to wait.
Maybe we should suck it up and do it on the 18th early.
Well, except I don't, doing it early, I don't think gives your neighbors an opportunity to participate.
We could shift the US 23 that we just voted on.
I'm not going to be here on the 18th. I mean, there's still three of you will be there. But I'll be gone that whole week.
Okay.
Is the 12th the only date that, if every, I can, that is a social engagement that I can change, if that's the only time we can do it. Can we do any morning meetings, or?
Well, the problem with morning is I don't think that accommodates the neighbors.
You're right.
So I'm trying to do something in the evening, and unfortunately, I can't do the 11th.
Could you do a Saturday morning?
I could.
Not ideal, but.
Mrs. Hussman was offering Tuesday the 12th at 6 o'clock or so. She has a busy social calendar. She's going to have to change it.
I will have to change it, and that's fine. I'm offering to do that.
Okay.
Does that work for everybody else?
Works
on the committee?
Works for me.
I think that's a good accommodation. Thank you, Mrs. Hussman.
June 12th at 6 o'clock.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So we'll post the zoning committee meeting for Tuesday the 12th at 6 p.m. in these council chambers to address the St. Elias request. The clerk has told me that we need to vote on the time for the TARDA committee of the whole meeting as well. I know we discussed it, but we did not officially set that meeting. That meeting is for the 18th at 6:30, I believe.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded for a committee of the whole meeting at 6:30 on Monday, June 18th at 6:30 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll set that meeting as well. We're just lining up meetings here. Okay. We are actually getting close to the end of our agenda. Are there any committee reports to be made at this time? Or agenda item 14, committee referrals? Hearing none, I would like to thank Chief Ram for being here and ask city council members, do you have any questions for Chief Ram? It's very nice that you're coming to our meetings monthly. You do come and meet with my staff monthly as well, usually the third Thursday of the month you're there. You give us a monthly report. I'm happy to say that Chief Rams is being innovative in updating the format of his reports. We're getting a lot more information on them. Chief, I know you're not prepared to speak, but the issue that keeps coming up at my staff meetings are the growing number of 9/11 calls for emergency health care. Fires are not very large in your number of calls. They're big events when you have them, but you get a lot of calls for emergency medical services, and that number seems to be growing based on the number of elderly living and care facilities in the city and the township. Is that? Yeah, come on up. Since you're here and we're early, this is your chance.
Yes, we are seeing a huge influx of emergency responses, and a lot of them now are becoming truly non-emergency type responses. Some of the facilities have contracts with some of the private ambulances in the area, and some of the private ambulances are cutting back. The one controlling the zoning in the township too. So I think our numbers are only going to continue to increase. I do have a new ambulance coming. It's due in 2 weeks. However, I think I'm going to need to order another one right away. So, and I did a little innovative stuff with that too. I'm leasing this one, lease option. So that may be the best avenue for me to do the second one too.
You are soft billing for your ambulance services.
For residents, yes, sir.
Yes. That means that the bill goes to the insurance and you accept what the insurance pays. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
But if they're not a resident, they get hard billed.
Yes.
Okay.
We go to them 3 times, and after the 3rd time, then it drops off. Our collection rate's up over 60% right now. So I'm very happy with that. So.
And how does that line up with your additional expenses for personnel and equipment?
Well, I honestly, God, I need.
I know it's a tough. It's too small of a sample. I ask you that every month.
We need more manpower. There's no doubt about it. I think just sitting here, we've had 5 incidents just in the time frame of the meeting started. So it's just continuing to get busier. I mean, we've seen it with, you know, Toledo's all over the newspaper with over 60,000 incidents. That's 23 stations. We have 4. We had over 8,100 incidents just in Savannah and Savannah Township. So looking at the percentage-wise, we're right there with them. So definitely could use some more people. I do have 12 people right now that we're interviewing in 2 weeks. So I'm hoping that I get the approval from the trustees to hire some more people.
All right.
I'm willing to answer if anybody has any questions or ideas to help me get this taken care of. I'd be happy.
Fake sales? I don't know.
My guys selling the way we do business is going to do it for us. I really do. So I'm proud of them. They do a heck of a job. We're surrounded by great people.
We get wonderful services from your department. And I'm impressed with your leadership in the department so far. If city council has more interest and would like to see your fire, your monthly reports, would you be willing to email them to them?
Absolutely.
Right. So.
Absolutely.
It's a fairly big packet, maybe 18 or 20 pages long. If council's interested, you can let the clerk know, and she can forward them.
Yep, absolutely.
Email's free.
Mr. Mayor and Chief, perhaps you could mail at least one set of it to us so we can understand what's in it, what the content is, and that would help better inform us if it's something we're interested in on a regular basis.
Okay, well, we'll need you to forward your latest one to either, you can just forward it to my office and we'll get it over to Sharon to put out to everybody.
Yeah, and normally I present at the second meeting, of the second trustee meeting of the month, and then that way, as soon as I'm done with that, then I come to see the mayor, so I'll try to get it to you the same time we send it to the trustees, so if there's one sent.
Sounds perfect. We appreciate you being here, Chief. Any questions for us?
I have one more question. Chief, do you have any kind of concerns or any points of interest to share with us about the fireworks and how the fire department is involved there, and if there's anything that we should be sensitive to?
No, interesting enough, Chief Frail got appointed to the state fireworks committee today. So we're very aggressive on that. At least from my vantage point, I want them in there so that Northwest Ohio is represented when they start making some of the changes and opening up some of this. So, and he and I are both pretty stringent on that. So they may not like some of our voting, but sorry. So they're opening it up. I think we could go a little slower with it.
What does that mean, they're opening it up?
Well, they want to maybe legalize some more of the fireworks, and I'm really not. I'd rather it stay in the hands of professionals than in people that shouldn't have it. I was never allowed to play with them when I was a kid, so to me, that's been my all the way through. I just don't think that, I think professionals should handle them.
Yeah, there was a news report tonight before I came that a 10-year-old boy has lost his hand in the city of Toledo. Three young boys playing with fireworks today.
So I just think some of the things that we
when we put the new water tower up by Centennial Terrace, we had a couple of residents that said we wouldn't be able to do that anymore, that the water tower was going to block out the fireworks and the sun. But we're going to continue with the fireworks, is that right, Mr. Fry?
Yes. And that will be professional, then, I might add.
And that group does a really good job following all the rules.
I drove by out there Sunday morning and looked over at the water tower and just, it's not as big as you think it is. It's quite a ways off the road, it's quite a ways out of the way. Okay, thanks so much for being here, Chief.
Thank you.
That brings us to the end of our agenda. We do have one information item from the Lucas County Commissioners. They did go ahead and assess that additional $5 permissive motor vehicle license tax. You did not take a position on it. You did not need to. It was not yours to do. They decided to do it even without your support. They were just looking for somebody to stand on that side. So that's it. Are there any... If there's no additional items, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned to its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, June 18th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending. Have a nice evening.